Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You but guy with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. My name is Sean. I'm here with co-host Terry.
What up?
We got a special show. This one is close to my heart. I got one of my graduate students here, Jaden, with me back in the building from when we were here last time with Good Shepherd Services. And I also got my son, the first time on the show, Chase Meister. Say what up to the people, Chase.
What's up?
And we're doing a little show about college expenses, finances, postgraduate and graduate. I'm a college graduate, so I can talk a little bit about after facts. So is Terrence, you're old school with me, you're in the old school bin. We got Jaden, who's a few years into college and transferring, and we got Chase that just finished his freshman year in college. So let's just kind of get into it, and let's try to give some tips. So Chase, you spent your first year at college at the great Georgia State University, right? What would you give us some financial tips to help new freshmen through the year? What kind of worked for you as far as finances and, you know, some stories that maybe didn't work for you and that you would give them advice on?
Just don't spend your money on unnecessary things, I guess.
Like what? For example, were you spending anything unnecessary?
Well, things can start to add up, I guess, because you have to pay for parties a lot of the time, too. And, you know, take advantage of your meal plan, I would say, because food adds up too. If you don't really need to drive, you know, public transportation, save money on gas, I guess.
So you stayed within the meal plan most times. You didn't go out Chick-fil-A-ing or McDonald's-ing or in any of those other places. You stayed, you
kind of took a meal plan was there, most of the time I used it.
Good. And how did that work out for you?
It was good. I saved a lot of money because I didn't have to spend too much.
So I guess, too, what happens, too, is like, especially when you're freshman year, is really take advantage of those services before for your first year, just so you get comfortable with college. And then maybe your second year, maybe you might start to think otherwise, deviate a little, but you think just registering for a meal plan or that kind of thing and staying on cap is actually a good thing, you would say, for your first year?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this as well. What was your biggest financial mistake? When you look back, you're like, damn, I wish I didn't do that.
Parties, I guess, because they're like $20, especially like when you first get to college, you want to see what college parties are like. You go there every weekend, you got to pay like $20 like every weekend, and also on the Ubers to get there too. I mean, it's different if you're like, depending where you are, say if in New York, you know, you take the train, but at least when I was in Atlanta, you have to drive it where those Ubers add up. I would say that too.
So it's still like, even for entertainment wise, you're saying even still budgeting yourself, kind of handpicking which parties to go to and which ones not to go to, just from an expense standpoint. Yeah. And getting in the whole cost of the party. It's not just the entrance to get in, it's also the cost to get there and get back home. And I know you don't drink, right? So we don't have to worry about the alcohol, correct? So yeah, that's not part of the equation, correct? But all that comes into play when you're going out. A night could easily cost you $100 as far as transportation and everything.
Yeah, because it's like maybe like 20 to get there, 20 to go back, and then you also got to pay for the party to get in.
See, right. Look at that. Adds up. That's a lesson. That's a good lesson to learn early,
all right? All right, let's pivot to Mr. Jaden. So you're in college and you're transferring out. What are some of the things you can mention as far as expense-wise that people should be aware of, you know, in college? What are you thinking?
So the first thing I would say is that there's a possibility to find free things. Like, what I did was I was in CUNY, so I was doing BMCC. And what
CUNY
I
too, do, shout out to CUNY, man. I went to Baruch, shout out to of you course. Guys.
And in BMCC, I realized that when you're actually registering for classes, what you can do is that there's like a little spot that shows if the books are free or you pay for them.
All right.
So I would go and I would choose all the classes that had the free ones. And if I couldn't, then I would use this on some sites where you can find the IBN of the book.
Right.
And then search it up, 100%. Get the PDF and stuff. Because, you know, of course, some professors like, oh, you have to have the physical book and all that. So I would print it out and then staple it together. Basically make it seem like it was the actual book. So
I love it.
They could get off my backs because I'm a broke college student.
You got to make it work, right? Yeah. Now I feel you, right? I feel mm-hmm. you.
So I was doing everything I can to, like, spend as little as possible. Knowing the area that you're in, your location, mm-hmm. is, like, such an important aspect of it because BMCC has a lot of expensive things around there, but of course there's a couple, like, you know, mom and pop restaurants and stuff where it's cheap that you can go to. And, like, also not when you get your FAFSA refund, especially budgeting and realizing what you want to spend and what you don't want to spend. There's mm-hmm. a lot of things that are really tempting, especially I know I keep using BMCC a lot, but like at BMCC, there's Forever 21, the Fulton Mall, and all that. And
you're right, there, like in the financial district of New York City. So like, there's stuff around
Tribeca
there.
Area, exactly, and yeah. it's so much going on. And you're like, oh, I can probably like have enough if I just spend like a little here for some clothes and then like a little here for some shoes. But in actuality, as Chase has said, all that adds up.
It does.
So you just want to make sure to like keep your keep tabs on everything that you're doing.
All right, I love it. You bring me back to my older days. I lived off dollar pizza. I had to. At the time, dollar pizza was really a dollar, and it was how I was feeding myself from come lunchtime because I had to make it work. So, you know, you got to cut back on certain things. Let me ask you this, Jaden. As you went through, what was your biggest kind of financial mistake? So you look back on, like, yeah, I didn't know what I was doing then, but, you know, I learned.
My biggest financial mistake? I thought that I had enough to also help out other people.
Okay.
I was that one friend who would go and I'd help out this friend because they're struggling with this. And I'm like, all right, I got it. You know, you get like probably like 2-3K from the FAFSA.
So FAFSA refund,
yeah. You're thinking that, okay, I got this. It's going to be okay. But in actuality, everything was adding up. So I'm spending like probably like giving $100 to this friend because they need it. Something is going on in their life. And like this friend, they need food and I'm paying for food for them. And I'm not realizing what's going on. And in the end, I was broke and they wasn't there to, you know,
they
like,
weren't
support
there to
me.
Give it back.
Yeah.
Right, I got you.
So
yeah.
It's like I wasted my money on you and you're not there. So what really just happened to me? And that made me realize that I had the budget and also I had to think for myself and be for myself out there.
I think just in life, you have to have that mentality. Like, you know, if you got to make sure you're good before you start thinking about, you know, other people. Because at the end of the day, like when they say you get on a plane, even with children, you know, make sure your oxygen mask is
on first, they tell you.
And then the kids after. So I agree with you. And you can, you know, peer pressure, especially at your age, can be a thing, you know. So I think all your points were valid. I mean, I think a lot of things you guys were saying, too, just reminds me of, like, just creating a budget and being disciplined and sticking with it. Like, I remember when I got those, like, grant checks or financial aid or whatever the case may be, you thought you were rich. Like, $5,000, this is all mine? I can do what I want with it? Like, you know, so you have to really budget that out and stretch it out over the months and stick with that budget. Managing your finances is important to survive in college. Most people, like I always say, I tell my son, Chase, this all the time, you know, people that graduate college, they're not smart. They're not smarter than the person that didn't graduate. They just have more discipline. They were more committed to it, you know. So, and a lot of financial stress can make a person drop out.
Even fighting your own urges is something you're starting to learn to do. When I was 18, I got in credit card debt. I got in credit card debt after like 6 months. Just because I was spending the money. I wasn't being stupid about it. But it's the first time I had to learn to do a budget. So even coming in with that mindset, being prepared, can help you navigate. And you learn lessons quickly. Like, that's why I asked you guys kind of what you learned. Because once it happens a couple of times, you go to a party, Chase spends $300 going back and forth on Ubers to different parties, and they're like, okay, I'm not doing that next time. So
yeah, a lot of people spend their money on, like, their refund money, at least when I was in Atlanta, on, like, Miami spring break and stuff like that.
Oh, exactly.
So what made you the conscious effort not to do that? Even, like, I respected you. Like, I'd always say, Chase, do you want to come home? And you're like, no, I'm good. What made you decide, like, I'm not going to do all these extra things and spend all this money?
I don't know. I just don't see the purpose of it, like, in the future, I guess. So I'd rather just stay back and just focus on what I need to do.
Damn, Sean, yeah, good job.
Thank you.
That's what's up.
So another thing I would say about debt. Now, debt is a tricky, it's a tricky thing, you know, and it just gets down to simple math. If you were, if you graduate from college, you got these high credit card debt and all that kind of stuff, you want to pay that off as quickly as possible. But some people, I think, they let their student loan become their Achilles heel and stop their initial growth, because the growth that you're going to get when you graduate from college within the next 10 years is a foundational growth. Like, it's going to take you into your mid-30s. It's going to take you into your 40s. And if you do it right, you could be in that much greater position rather than, like, I've seen people still suffering when they get to my age. So I think, like, if you, like, and I ran out the box, I want to pay off my student loan, Like, you know, I don't think your student loan should hinder you from doing basic things like getting your own, buying your own property, getting your own real estate. Like, I would say, especially if your real estate, if your interest rate is low for your student loan, like, less than 2%, less than 3%, it makes sense just to keep making those minimal payments until you buy your home, until you settled yourself financially. I know you may think, I have this $100,000 student loan. Don't worry about the number, because people get caught up with that number and then a race to pay it off, but it doesn't put you that much further. You'd rather have spent the $100,000 that you spend paying it off and acquiring some assets that work for you, because if you bought like a multiple property or you invested it properly, maybe the money that you're making from your investment can then start paying for your student loan. So I would say a lot of college students graduate college very overwhelmed by their student loan. And I'm not saying it's nothing you should be concerned about. You have to make the payments. But don't think you're in this sprint to pay it off. Make your payments. Continue to make your payments. But just respect the fact that there's other things you have to accomplish financially that may coincide with you paying off your student loan. The order is not graduate, pay off student loan, then live.
Yeah, and I think it comes across like that. People right. live like that. You know, Barack Obama finished paying off his student loans right before he became president. He didn't stop his life. He didn't say, I'm going to do all this stuff after I pay it off, right? Personally, Sean, I know this goes back to one of your favorite stories you like to tell about when you paid off your student loan and kind of like some of your regret about it.
Absolutely. So I had like $30,000 in student debt. That's probably like a small number to you guys now, but this is like 20 years. It was a lot back then. Yeah, and I remember I was this aggressive, you know, I sold a property, my first property, I made $100,000, and I spent $30,000 on a Mercedes truck, a depreciating asset. Then I paid $30,000 off to pay off my student loan, and then I had $30,000 I used to buy another building.
Okay, so wait, if Chase gets a Mercedes truck, you can't be angry at him then?
Chase is not getting a Mercedes truck. So I remember the day going into the bank, it was yesterday, I was like so excited to go in there and give them this check. And I honestly thought there'd be confetti coming down, balloons, like, he paid it off in one check and blah, blah, blah. It was nothing. No celebration. My life didn't change. But in hindsight, imagine if I used that $60,000 that I spent buying the truck and buying and paying off my student loan. I bought two other buildings with that. Game changer.
And you would have paid off the loans. You personally wouldn't have had to pay it off. Your tenants would have paid off.
I mean, exactly. Yeah. So if I would have used that money to buy other buildings at the time where I was making money, I would have been that much further. And that's the point I'm trying to make. It's not a race, you know. Yes, keep making your payments because it helps your credit score and all that great stuff, which you need to do. But don't think that life doesn't begin until I pay off my student loan. America is the greatest country in the world. It's the most highly indebted country in the world. You know, it's trillions of dollars in debt. So debt, is as long as it's managed correctly, is not a horrible thing.
100% agreed fully. Jaden, so kind of based on some of the stuff we're talking about, right? You're about to transfer. You're trying to, you know, head into a new stage of your college experience. How do you kind of reconcile what you're thinking financially? How you're making things work? Are you, you know, you have a job on the side? Like, how are you kind of planned for the next stage of your college experience?
Well, right now I'm doing two jobs so that I can save up for college and stuff. So I have like a savings account going into that. And I'm just like trying to think long term instead of thinking short term like I was before. Before I was mainly on like the, okay, I have to do this now. Like this is important, and not really focusing on anything else that was happening that's going to like come up later on.
All right, Chase, so after your first year, you know, you learned some stuff about the parties, but heading into, you know, year 2, 3, 4, what are you thinking in terms of work, managing your money? What are you looking forward to in terms as you head into the next stage year?
One thing that I really want to get is my driver's license right now, because I realize there's so many jobs you can get just for having a driver's license. Like, if you get your driver's license, like, so many jobs just call you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Like, some good places just call you because they know you have a driver's license that'll allow you to work there. It's crazy just because of that, for real.
I see the independence coming out of you. You know, I'm proud to say I've seen slight changes. You know, I feel like, you know, you are becoming that responsible financial young man that I look forward to you continue to strive for. So I think that's a good move. So, yeah, that's great stuff. And, you know, I know you guys are young, you as well, Terry. You're not thinking of that big retirement word, but it's something that, you know, I don't know if this, people are actually just going to quit on a certain day anymore, like everybody talks how retirement is. But I think retirement is a good thing to save for and to have as a contingency. I've always been able to leverage my retirement. If I needed that short-term loan from my retirement account, I would take it, invest it, put it back in. You know, so I think building that retirement nest egg is an important thing. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you can tap into it. You can always leverage it. So I think the earlier you can make continuous contributions, and I think that's one of the things that I didn't learn until I was in my 30s, and I wish I had done it. Actually, in my 40s, I think. I wish I had done it in my 20s, where I was just depositing $100 into the market every week or every 2 weeks. The most important asset you have is time. And if you're, like, doing $100 a week or $50 a week, by the time you hit 40, you're going to have, like, thousands of dollars in the bank off just interest, and you'll be like, wow, I'm so happy I did this. And it's money that didn't change your life when you were saving.
Exactly. It's a little amount, and it adds up to so much compounding over time. But like you said, a lot of people in their 20s, me included in my 20s, I didn't really think of it like that, right?
Right.
And I have it now, like in my early 30s, I'm doing it and things are working. But again, you have the resource of time when you're young. You know, the money adds up. The market works over time, especially for retirement accounts. So, you know, get involved with that early. You'll reap the benefits down the line. I got a last point here. And I have a personal story with this too. Build your credit score, right? Get into the game of credit. It's a game changer. I mentioned before that when I was 18, 19, I got some credit card debt, didn't pay it off, and ended up having a bad credit score up until like 23, 24. I was able to pay off everything and get things started again. But, you know, making sure you're paying off your things on time. Do you guys have credit cards?
No.
Not yet? Okay. Well, once you get involved with it, listen, the credit game works. It can help. It can help you do a lot of things, but you have to make sure you can manage it. So you don't want to be in a situation where you don't have credit and you're not even building a score, and you're going out there and they're looking to see how long you've had credit and you've only had it for a couple of years because you weren't doing it before. So get involved with credit cards. Make sure it's manageable. Listen to this show. We talk about it a lot. And make sure you're in good standing with your credit cards, paying them off on time so you can start building that credit score, which leads to so many rewards down the line.
I got a bonus, the big B.
All right.
Do not let college ruin your finances. I've seen so many people do that where they get in this high credit card debt, they overspend in college, kill their credit score, and at a young age, they're in this catch-up game, they're in this bucket of bad credit, bad this, and it just carries on for so long. So be financially responsible throughout college. I remember I had a friend. He was in college, and he would take us out with this American Express card. I'm like, man, this guy's a baller. The guy had to file bankruptcy, credit shot. I didn't even know that he was never paying this American Express card. So don't let your college experience ruin you financially, because it could almost null the degree that you get. It could almost make it put you in a situation where, I don't know, the cost of the degree as far as the tuition costs and now your credit and your finance was worth it. So don't let this four-year experience ruin you down the road, even if it's for a short term.
Yeah, you gotta get out of it clean. And like that even comes sometimes.
No pun intended. Financially clean.
No pun intended. But even, you know, before it, please consider going to community college, transferring out. State schools that are cheaper. You can't have college be this drain on you for 10, 15 years after you left, especially for an undergrad degree. It's just not worth it, especially in the economy and the world we're in today. So like Sean said, don't let this stuff linger, and I'll be an anchor on you as you're trying to start your life and spread your wings.
Absolutely. All right, that was a great show. I'm Sean. Linda, the better half of two black guys. With good. Oh, my God, I forgot. Let's let these young people say a little something before we exit.
Let them talk, man.
Yeah, okay, Chase. Say something. Say something before you leave. What do you got to tell these people? To our millions of listeners. No pressure.
So, my name is Chase. I go to Georgia State University. And you can follow my Instagram, One Love Chase.
All right. What about you, Mr. Jaden?
All right, my name is Jaden. I'm going to Kingsborough, transferring from BMCC, and
you're a musical genius, are you not?
Yep,
exactly.
There you go, man. Be proud, be confident. We love it.
I'm Sean Lindley. Now I can finally say, the better half two black guys with good credit. Your money is your money. People, keep it in your damn top pocket. And good luck to all those college students out there. Big up yourself.
Good luck to you all. I'm Terry. I'm out as well. Remember, nothing changes if nothing changes. And if there's one takeaway from this, don't let the college experience ruin you financially. Got on top of that. Take care, guys. Peace.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.